morning. My name is Richard Wexler, and this is Caring in America, the podcast for caregivers and care recipients. We have a special guest with us this morning. I'm going to introduce her in a few minutes. First, I want to start where I always start. Who am I? Why am I doing this? So go back about 19 years to 05. I'm minding my own business in the software industry. My wife and I married later, two small children, and four parents still with us, all in their 80s. And we start getting phone calls that turn out to be four phone calls. Each one of those parents is extremely ill. My wife and I are the average couple. We had never really spoken about this, and all of a sudden, we find ourselves in an adventure that will last for 14 years until the final parent passes away at 96 in 2019. Roll the clock back 16, 17 years, started my company, Points of Life, wanted to educate people all over the country about this simple little word that I didn't understand called care. About a year ago, as I was aging, thinking about how can I reach more people, and that's why we started the podcast. I'm going to introduce Kathy by her bio. Kathy Schoaf is the owner of Elite Cruises and Vacations. She is uniquely qualified to understand travel challenges and develop effective solutions. She has 20 plus years of clinical and management experience in geriatric, neurology, rehabilitation, and senior housing as a registered nurse and adaptive technology professional. She is a certified dementia educator, a certified accessible travel specialist, a fellow at the American College of Healthcare, an Athena-nominated senior care advocate, and an American Express Travel Agency Award winner. She personally accompanies each and every cruise group and sometimes even brings her parents along. Kathy, are you there?
I am. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I really appreciate you.
You're very, very welcome. So I'm very glad you're here. I'm really interested in talking about this subject matter and educating our listeners. Let's start at the top. What is Elite Cruises and Vacations?
Elite Cruises and Vacations is a fully licensed travel agency that I choose to own. And I purchased a franchise through Cruise Planners, which allows me to have a much higher ability to negotiate with the cruise lines. And as a travel agent and a registered nurse, I absolutely love being part of the travel world.
Very interesting. So I want to ask you a question. So I know you're a nurse, and I believe you've worked in the senior housing industry. What got you interested in this? I had never really heard about this till I started researching you. What did you see on a daily basis? What sparked your interest? Why want to get involved in cruises like this for people that have difficult diagnoses, which we'll talk about in a few minutes?
Well, I was honored to be the director of a continuum of care senior living facility with 420 independent living apartments, 72 assisted living apartments, and then a nursing facility. And I watched our activity people daily, who did a fantastic job, create experiences for our residents No, they played bingo, and then they went to dinner, and then they watched TV, and then they played bingo, and they went to dinner, and they watched TV. And there's nothing wrong with any of those lovely activities. And we want our loved ones to experience those kind of things. But there had to be more. Every single day, there has to be a way to still learn something new, to keep active and keep your mind interested in life. And I just truly decided that there had to be a way for clients that have a challenge and their loved ones to still get to enjoy life together.
Very interesting. Is this something you found on your own, something someone mentioned to you? I believe you started this in about 2016. I mean, how did it start? Again, your idea, something you researched, something someone told you about?
No, it genuinely is my idea. And I have to admit there are many professionals that think that possibly I've lost my mind because it's challenging. But at the end of the day, what I get to do genuinely matters. It matters to the loved ones, to the caregivers. It matters to the people that get to join us. And it really changes their outlook on life to do something that just gives them joy.
That's fantastic. And as I said, I know you started this in 2016. Can you kind of tell me more about your services and researching you? I've seen that you've morphed some of your programming a few times. Can you kind of talk about that and the actual services?
Yes, we certainly have morphed throughout the years. We diligently try at this point to create an experience for the caregivers that is twofold. Number one, they actually get to enjoy some honest respite. They have some time that they can go to the spa. They can sit at the pool and have a mango margarita. They can simply enjoy some rest because we take total responsibility for a minimum of 2 hours every day and create an adult daycare or a memory cafe option with music therapy, art therapy, so that their loved ones are busy, are interested, and happy. And number two, I hope that they can see joy in their loved one's face and in their eyes as we experience really wonderful, happy things. Because as you said, Richard, when this is over, when this caregiving stint is over, we have those happy moments of joy to hold in our heart. And I know personally for myself, I am holding those dearly in my heart with my opportunities that I had to travel with my parents.
Wow. Again, this is fantastic information, what you're doing, the depth of what you're doing. So can you inform our audience, and because maybe they'd like to partake, who are your clients? Who are you working with? The clients, I mean, yeah, we have the caregivers, but also the care recipients. Who are those clients? What diagnoses might they have?
Definitely cognitive challenges. Dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's dementia, ALS, MS, post-CVA, cardiac issues, diabetes complications, and many times just severe mobility challenges. We really create a lot of opportunities for mobility so that we can travel with everyone, if it's a scooter or a rollator or a power chair or a walker, or sometimes it's a combination of all that, so that people are safe and they still get to see and do and enjoy experiences that they honestly thought they were never going to be able to do again.
Wow. I mean, just sitting here and listening, this has to be challenging. I know you just got back. I believe it was a cruise. Am I correct?
Yes, it was a cruise to the Southern Caribbean. Yes.
Wow. I mean, just the procedural aspect of this, of making it work and working with individuals with the issues that you're talking about. I mean, what are these procedural challenges in setting this up? And then what you and they and their caregivers are going through on a daily, hourly basis?
Well, first of all, I don't want there to be any misconception. I do not travel with 30 people by myself. I have a full staff of highly trained professionals that travel with me. Occupational therapists, registered nurses, physicians, dementia trained caregivers. And we are staffed at approximately one staff member to every three clients that we're traveling with.
Wow.
So we have the ability to provide the personal care that each of these travelers need, whether it's the caregiver that needs the assistance or their loved one. And, you know, sometimes it's both, but we have to be prepared to be of service to both of them, depending upon the day and the individual situation.
Question I just thought of. I mean, are you traveling when you do a cruise at different ports from around the world where you start? Are they always out of the same location or are they different?
They are different. We travel out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, out of San Diego, California, Seattle, Washington, Boston, Massachusetts. And then in 2024, we are going to have our first international cruise and we are going to sail for 2 weeks out of Rotterdam, the Netherlands, to see Norway and the Norwegian fjords.
Wow. I mean, again, I've said this before. Is that a word? Wow. I mean, that is amazing. So I'm just thinking again about the logistics. Has anybody traveled that's been out from outside the U.S. or your current clients since you've been doing this? Have they been all been in the U.S.?
No, we have many clients from Canada.
Interesting.
In fact, I'm going to the Mexican Riviera in a few weeks, and I think that there's more Canadians than there are U.S. citizens.
Wow.
We've been very blessed to have many, many Canadians and of course, many U.S. citizens.
So again, from the logistics standpoint, I mean, talk about they have to fly to one of those locations, those ports where you're going to leave from. I'm assuming, and assumption's a bad word, and please correct me, it's their caregiver, it's the individual care recipient. Is there someone from your staff that may be traveling with them on the airplane? How does that work?
Yes, if they request, then we do provide accompanied flights. And that will be from anywhere to anywhere. So I have accompanied flights from, for instance, Tampa to Seattle. I have a request for a flight that we will accompany from Houston to Seattle in a few weeks. We're going to accompany one from JFK to San Diego.
Wow.
It's per family, per caregiver. I mean, sometimes these caregivers are spouses, sometimes they're siblings, sometimes they're an aunt and uncle, sometimes they are a paid private caregiver. And, you know, that's perfectly fine as long as we understand exactly how the family wants this managed. But we will absolutely provide those accompanied flights for anyone that requests.
Wow. So I assume this is all done, again, assumption, a bad word. When you're planning this, that individual, that caregiver plus the individual needs assistance on the plane, and that is then set up. So, I mean, I'm just finding this extremely intriguing. Now, you mentioned other people that are also traveling, maybe a spouse, maybe a child. Is it possible to have more than one person with the care recipient, or is it just the two of them?
No, it's very, very possible. We have a lot of extended families that wish to come. That's a great question, because on this upcoming cruise to the Mexican Riviera, I have two extended families One is traveling with 8 people and one is traveling with 9. This is the chance to see the joy and the happiness that's still available. And, you know, so the loved one that has a cognitive challenge, you know, her sister wants to see her happy. Both of her children are coming. We have traveled with this family in the past. And so that's very helpful when I've already met them. But there's also condition changes that will appear between the time that I got to see them before and I will see them in March. And so, you know, things are always very dynamic and very changing. Even though I may know this family, I don't know all the answers.
Are you seeing repeat clients at all?
Many, many, many. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. On any given trip, probably 30% of the clients are repeat. I've had families travel with us 13 times.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic. So on an average trip, how many people, not your staff, but how many caregivers, care recipients, family, how many people are we talking about?
At this point, we have decided that we are most effective keeping it right around 30.
Okay.
That is a decision that we have to make relatively soon here. Are we going to increase the number of trips or are we going to increase the number of humans on a trip? But right now, we are pretty much capped out at 30. 15 couples or 15 clients with a challenge right now is about our max. Because we use private enclosed conference space for our caregiver education programs and for our respite sessions. And we are somewhat contained by the size and the capacity of those conference areas.
Very, very interesting. Again, I'm kind of amazed by this whole conversation and what you're doing and what you're offering these folks. So can you actually see on someone that's on the trip where there are cognitive issues, can you see any type of joy that they're either saying, expressing about the joy of being on this trip and what they're experiencing?
Absolutely. I have the most amazing heartfelt photos that we diligently send to their families, so that they have that smile, that moment of happiness. When we are in the Caribbean, we work diligently to put every single one of them back in the ocean.
Wow.
With beach wheelchairs. So with lifeguards in attendance and with my staff in solid attendance, we make a huge effort to put every single one of them in a situation where they have their feet in the ocean again.
Wow.
Period. And then we play with the fish. We just have a blast.
That is fantastic.
And we laugh and we giggle and we just have a blast.
Again.
And, you know, it's just so much fun to watch them have fun.
That is fantastic. To help our audience, what's the youngest client you've ever had? What's the oldest client you've had?
I had a client that had Alzheimer's at 42.
Wow.
And I've had a client at 93.
Wow. So all across the age spectrum. In a few minutes, we'll make sure that you give out information, website, phone number, things like that, where people can connect with you. But before we head towards wrapping up, there is one question I wanted to ask, which I mentioned on your bio, the fact that I believe you've brought your parents on some of these trips. Is that correct?
I did. I had the honor of traveling with them 8 times.
Wow.
And I am very blessed. And it's very difficult not to be able to do that any longer. But I am very blessed that I had those opportunities. And even though it was a challenge, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I had the privilege of taking my dad to the Panama Canal, which was the one place he had not been. And that is my greatest treasure right now.
Wow. That's fantastic. One last thought. I know that when we connected, part of the reason we connected was an individual by the name of Dr. Sandy Halperin. What is your connection with him? Has he ever traveled with you, etc.?
Sandy is a dentist who has been a active nationwide worker, literally little B worker for the Alzheimer's world, for the opportunities to show people that life still can be good, even though there's a problem. And so as an advocate for life, he and I are in the same exact thought pattern, and he works diligently with me to try to increase visibility. And his first trip with me will be to Alaska in June.
Wow. That is great. And as we kind of started talking about a little while ago, you may be getting care at home. You may be getting care in an assisted living. One day may look like the last day, and the next day is going to look like that day, and so on and so forth. And I think what Kathy is doing is fantastic, and giving people with difficult diagnoses the option to take lovely trips like this, and as you said, put their toes and their feet back in the ocean and feel the little fish. I mean, that is absolutely wonderful. As we get ready to wrap up, can you give some contact information where people can get a hold of you? Because I'm sure I'm hoping some people would like to reach out.
Yes, my direct phone number is 888-826-6836. And our full website with details of programming and assistance and professional support, along with upcoming events, is located at elitecruisesandvacationstravel.com.
Very good. This has been a fantastic conversation. I really thank Kathy for joining today and bringing all this wonderful information. Folks, you know, things happen and we get different diagnoses as we age. And as she said, she's even worked with a 42-year-old. And there are wonderful resources out there like Kathy that can help A, the caregiver, and obviously B, the care recipient, with some wonderful things like travel, like we've been talking about. Folks, as I always say in every episode, if you want to connect with me, I'm about to give you an email, comments, questions. You're an expert in the elder care field. Please reach out. That email is eldered2023@gmail.com. So I thank Kathy again. And as I say on every episode, folks, until we meet again, have yourself an awesome day.